The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Vladimir Putin has pursued a strategy of attrition, betting that Russia could simply outlast Kyiv and its Western allies. But now there are signs that that calculation may be under pressure. Russian advances on the battlefield are slowing, casualties are mounting, Ukrainian drones are striking deep inside Russia, and even Moscow's ability to sustain the war effort is being questioned, while motorists in various regions are queuing to fill their tanks. So is the momentum beginning to shift against Putin, or is this simply just another chapter in a long and brutal war of attrition? Joining me on the line now is Emmanuel Chaz, Ukraine correspondent for France 24. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, what is being reported in Ukraine about the progress of the war?
We're at a turning point, I would say, where we see that Russia has been stalling, you know, in terms of its spring and summer offensive. It doesn't really manage to conquer that much territory. In fact, this year, it hasn't achieved its goals. However, we've seen over the past few weeks that Moscow really has increased airstrikes, air raids in particular against the capital, Kyiv, and they're deadly. For last week, we've had, around 50 people who died in the Ukrainian capital and hundreds of people who have been injured. So for Ukrainians right now, they know that Russia has increased those attacks. So there's more, I would say, there's a worry that those air raids are increasing at a time when Ukrainian air defense is not as performant as it used to be for lack of Patriot missile air defense systems, for example. So that's the mood right now.
But we've looked at the changing Ukrainian strategy, which was originally keeping the conflict within the boundary of or territory of Ukraine. But now they are sending drones deep into Russian territory. I mean, yesterday it was a report that Ukraine had hit 12 Russian oil tankers in a single night of attacks, which left people in the Saratov region without fuel.
Absolutely. So we found ourselves in the middle of a 40 days operation, according to the Ukrainian authorities. So those Ukrainian long range and mid range strikes on Russian oil refineries, on Russian rear also, well, it really hinders the Russian economy. First and foremost, we've seen that there have been shortages in Russia when it comes to fuel. So people now in Russia seem to finally realize that war has an impact on their daily lives. So it is noticeable here in Ukraine as well, in the sense that Ukrainians see that their army has managed to, what is said here, bring back war where it started, because Russia has waged this war of aggression initially against Ukraine. So there's a strong awareness that Ukraine has really upped its game when it comes to strikes, and quite successfully so. You've mentioned those strikes also against tankers in the Black Sea. We really see that Kyiv has the upper hand in the Black Sea, and people here are very aware of it.
Now, the question of how long this can go on, I mean, Russia has huge resources at its disposal. Whether it wants to spend them in this way is an open question. But for the moment, after the NATO summit and the prospect that someday Ukraine may be able to manufacture its own Patriot missiles, is that being taken with a grain of salt, or is it seen as a great breakthrough for Ukraine?
So it's seen positively, but also, first off, what is good is that the relationship between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky seems to have greatly improved as opposed to what we saw last year when Volodymyr Zelensky visited the White House in February. However, even if this license to produce Patriot air defense systems or missiles in Ukraine is granted by the United States, it will take a lot of time until the production chain can be started. It's costly, it's difficult. And it takes a lot of time, and Ukraine needs air defense right now. So it is also developing its own air defense and a pan-European project, such as the Freya air defense system. Volodymyr Zelensky talked about it a few days ago. But again, time is of the essence, and there's really an awareness here that Russia is also very much aware that it has a window of opportunity to do maximal damage by striking Ukraine right now, when its air defense is most vulnerable.
Now, the calculation by Putin is that he'd wear you all down, and eventually you would have to sue for peace It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I mean, Ukraine, it's existential for Ukraine itself as a country to fight this battle and win this battle. But Putin would see for himself it's existential personally, because if he is humiliated, if he has to withdraw with his tail between his legs, politically he's dead.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, when we hear the Kremlin, be it Putin himself or Lavrov, the maximalist objectives of Russia in Ukraine haven't changed at all since 2022. There's no amount of diplomacy which have led the Kremlin to genuinely come to the table of negotiations and even, for example, admit that any talks should start with a front line frozen where it actually is. There's still the will from Russia for Ukraine to concede the entirety of the Donbas region, the entirety of the partially occupied, illegally occupied regions, regardless of what militarily is happening on the field, where Russia doesn't manage to conquer those regions, with its soldiers. And we see there's this maximalist approach by Putin, but also you've mentioned it, it is a struggle for survival for Ukrainians. And their logic is that, well, if they stop defending their own country against the Russian aggression, they will essentially disappear, because if Russia succeeds in conquering or having what it wants in terms of negotiations in Ukraine, it will mean that Ukraine will return, will get back under Russian influence. And also, let's not forget, for the millions of Ukrainians living right now in occupied territories, it means to have less rights. It means for 1.6 million children also to face re-education, also enrollment in the army, in patriotic groups from a youngest age. So they forget all about their Ukraine identity. And this is this acculturation that Ukrainians strongly stand up against also.
Emmanuel Chaz, Ukraine correspondent for France 24, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.